Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we conclude chapter 2 and 2 Thessalonians with verses 15 through 17. Therefore, brothers, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught, either by an oral statement or by a letter of ours. May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through His grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. One day, if God's will, I will begin to teach the traditions of the Holy Mother Church, allowing each to see what Christ had instilled through Peter as the rock His church was built on, to establish the rules and regulations of celebrating Jesus in all things. Maybe as I explain why something was given so much weight that some of you may see that this is the real presence of Christ. What this real presence of Christ really means. Being able to understand why people celebrate the body and blood of Jesus each and every day. Yes, a favorite saying of mine, each and every day. I find Jesus each and every day as the nourishment I need to live redeemed, encouraging hearts in Christ, sharing every good grace by word and deed. This, my friends, is your mission in Christ Jesus, encouraging hearts in Christ, sharing every good grace by word and deed, allowing others to experience true charity of love, faith, and hope of His mercy. Something true in Him will allow others' purpose in Him. Amen. Today from the USCCB website on the Eucharist, where is the Eucharist mentioned in the Bible? The Lord Jesus, on the night before He suffered on the cross, shared one last meal with His disciples. During this meal, our Savior instituted the sacrament of His body and blood. He did this in order to perpetuate the sacrifice of the cross throughout the ages and to entrust to the church a memorial of His death and resurrection. The institution of the Eucharist is written down here in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, these Gospels today below, but I will share the Bread of Life discourse from John soon, noting that they are written down in all four Gospels. In other words, how He instituted the sacrament of His body and blood in each Gospel. In Matthew 26, verses 26 through 30, today I share verses 26 and 27. While they were eating, Jesus took bread and said the blessing, broke it, giving it to His disciples, said, "Take and eat, this is My body." Then He took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is My blood of the covenant, which will be shed on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins." Mark 14, verses 22 through 24. While they were eating, He took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is My body." Then He took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is My blood of the covenant, which we shed for many." And in Luke 22, 19 through 20, "Then He took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is My body, which will be given for you. Do this in memory of Me.' And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This is the cup, is the new covenant in my blood, which will be shed for you. Amen. Join us today in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those who've said that we would pray for, those who've asked us to pray for them. We ask for forgiveness from those who've ever hurt, Lord. Prayers for forgiveness for anyone at any time. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them as we pray for the dying, as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who are dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for our brother Howard Richmond. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of the conclusion of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's verses 15 through 17, ongoing. It's titled, Taught Traditions. Hold firm in Christ. Taught traditions, hold firm in Christ. By our letters or oral, make it known. Father God himself in Jesus Christ suffice. Encouragement everlasting, us given, shown. Grace every, his hope. Hearts every, yours encourage. In every, them strengthen, word every, deed good. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Williams. It's July 15th, 2022. Recording this morning early at 5:19 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, as we close today, we're a little over what we normally go. We just want to say prayers of thanksgiving for a successful trip yesterday with my wife to see some motocross time. It was our first time on the track, and it was something that I was hoping to do with her, and I thank the Lord allowing us to do that. We actually continue to lift up our good friends in the racing biz as we share the love of Jesus every time we go. With God first, and everything else will fall into place. Amen. To my wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, thank you for joining me, and I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We close today at 9:09, saying God bless our good friends John and Marie, as we do each day, in the name of Jesus. Sweet, sweet Jesus. Amen. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.